1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I remember it like it was yesterday, cause it was. It wasn't yesterday, it was a while back. I was on a boat. I was on a boat in Xanthes, Akinthos, which is stunning. Can't wait to go back. It's so beautiful, white sand, clear blue sea. And there we were on a boat ride around the island. I was with a girl and we were young and in love, about 20. And when you're young and in love, the convo never dries up, does it? Because you can talk about the future, your hopes and your dreams for the future. God, when you're 20, there is just infinite possibilities for chat, isn't there? About the future, places you're gonna go, stuff you're gonna do, things you want to achieve. And what you don't know is, approximately 85% of that stuff ain't never gonna happen. It's just all hot air. Two 20-year-olds sharing pointless hot air. But it doesn't matter, because you're 20 and everything's great, because you haven't realized yet that it's not all great and it won't all be great. You never see the signs, do you? When you do, you ignore them and think, that won't be me. That won't be us. But it almost certainly will be. That will be you. Because hopes for the future, conversations about hopes for the future quickly become irrelevant and replaced by combos about mistakes of the past. Those conversations, they ain't as enjoyable, because the former is fantasy and the latter is reality, and you soon find out reality is not fantasy, it's often a fucking nightmare. So I was on a boat that day, and we were near the front of the boat, front left. It's an absolute flashbulb memory. I remember it like it was yesterday, because it was. And there was this approximately 45-year-old couple with their two kids next to them at the front of the boat. And the kids were doing what kids do, having fun, living a fantasy, pretending to drive the boat. That's what you do, isn't it? You pretend to drive the boat as a kid. Fantasy, fun. But these two 45-year-olds start to have a minor disagreement, which turns into a more obvious row. We're trying to ignore it because we're 20 and we're living a fantasy. We're barely older than their kids. And we're driving our lives wherever we want them to go. Anything is possible. This is pure fun and nothing can go wrong. But it is going wrong, and it's becoming more palpably obvious it's going wrong as the voices start to raise, and suddenly the man's voice raises as loud as the boat's engine, and he shouts at the woman. He shouts the following: it's your fault! And then silence. Complete silence. They fall silent. The kids fall silent. We fall silent. It's like the engines. The whole world has fallen silent. And in that moment, much as we'd like to pretend it wasn't going to happen to us, that was our future right there. The fantasy runs out and reality kicks in. You have one of those rows, those completely awful rows where you have to sit there in complete silence, trapped in each other's company for what seems like an eternity. It's the fucking worst, isn't it? It's the worst. Because it's not only excruciating, but it digs right into your soul, reminding you that fantasy ends and reality bites. And then 10 minutes of silence later, which seemed like three eternities. One of the kids slowly raised both their hands and started to turn the imaginary wheel again. Never stop being a kid. Never stop living the fantasy. Reality sucks. Close your eyes and take the wheel. Lots of love to you.